Well, absolutely, Nick. I think a lot of times what happens is exactly what Seth was explaining. But we look at this whole incident and many incidents like it, and when it comes down to me, it's very simple. If you don't have a lot, you really do whatever it is to protect that. And it just so happens that in the NBA's instance, the majority of the league happens to be African-American, and you know, a lot of them come from not having a lot. But at the same point, when they do that, it's a mentality more than it is a thing based on race. When you don't, you end up protecting a lot of different things in a lot of different ways, and ego comes forth and shows itself at the most opportune times in a competitive nature. So I think that's really a big thing that's been noticed, that a lot of these athletes, when we get out there and we participate in sports, and the team sports in particular, once we get that blood flowing and things of that nature, and we get challenged to a certain degree, the mentality kicks in that I have to protect this, and I have this persona that I have to put forth, and that's when it comes out in sometimes violent ways.
Peter Roby, you work with athletes at all levels. Some would argue that it's pretty difficult to change the culture when these are some of the most testosterone-laden, intense, competitive people, and egos are a part of it. How have you found success in helping athletes see themselves as not only as role models, but simply understanding that there's a better definition of manhood?
Well, I think one of the things we've been able to do is appeal to their sense of leadership and get them to understand that a lot of what we're talking about is just about acting like a leader, trying to get them to define their own definitions of leadership and put those on the board and refer back to them in the course of a workshop or whatever. And point out some of the examples. You know, when we're on the field of play and one of our teammates is in trouble with the referee or the official, we try to take them out of that situation and calm them down so that they don't put the team in any more of a disadvantage or put themselves at risk. And then we ask them, why wouldn't we want to do that in other social situations? If we feel that sense of obligation to their teammate on the field, it should carry off the field. So the idea that you can to be there for each other and have each other's back, we try to put different definitions of what that might look like and challenge them to live that on a more consistent basis.